Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It could happen. It could happen here. That was my Robert Evans impression.
Nice job, Andrew.
Thank you very much. Hopefully that wasn't an assault on your eardrums, but here we are. Here we are. I am Andrew. And this is It Could Happen Here. And this is the podcast where we talk about stuff that happen in places. And I'll be guest hosting this episode. This is the Andrewism segment where I talk about whatever comes to mind.
Crushed it.
So, I'd like to open up this episode with a question. Honestly, genuinely, how are you all doing?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Not the best time inside this country or really around the world. I would say not ideal.
Not ideal.
Yeah, everything bad is happening and also being compounded that I have been once again awoken at a genuinely egregiously early hour by someone pounding a hammer about 8 inches from my head, which is fun and good and cool.
Sounds
yeah, without context, without context, that'll be a wild thing to say.
I am giving no context about this. This is literally true.
So yeah, basically, it's like that, but for everything.
Yeah,
I respect that. Not ideal is the perfect explanation.
Yeah. Not ideal. Not ideal. Personally, I feel like I'm, constantly being pulled in a bunch of different directions, and it's exhausting. And I mean, just to say up front, I do have the privilege of having more control over my workday than a lot of other people do. And that's not something I take lightly. I'm very appreciative of that. Shout out to my Patreon supporters. But, between all my online responsibilities and my offline responsibilities and obligations and demands on my time, it really is not easy. And that's not even getting into like the social and political state of the world right now, to quote Jaden Smith, you know?
That's something I think we can all relate to on some level.
Yeah. I mean, some weeks are much harder than others, but the through line has been stress. And that is the subject of today's episode.
That's so stressful that we're going to talk about stress. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. A discussion about stress. It really could happen here. Stress is not something that's new to me or really to most people. Me personally, my personality is very much lending itself to that sort of outcome, because I'm constantly like spinning a bunch of plates at the same time. And every time like I drop one or I put one down, I pick up the next one, and I'm not very good at relaxing usually. I've basically been going nonstop for a long, long time. And I'm not alone, because 43% of adults suffer from chronic stress, and 75 to 90% of doctor's visits are stress related. And it's trash. You know, you feel it in your skin, in your muscle, in your bones. I remember this one time when I was working at that same winery I was talking about in a recent episode I was in. And I was just sharing my experience. It really felt like my blood was running to water. Like, I was barely eating. I wasn't getting enough water. I wasn't being perfectly hydrated. And I was just going.
We call that a reverse Jesus when you're...
I mean, I think when Jesus was stabbed, he did, like, bleed water for some reason.
Sure did. So,
yeah. Tree rings, you know, they tell a story. And I think our bodies tell a story as well. And for a lot of us, that story is stress. Whether because of events or thoughts or circumstances that lead to frustration or anger or nervousness, we're dealing with stress. What would you guys say is some of your, like, mean stress triggers?
I was going to say family.
Most of it's probably work related, yeah. Based on the type of things I surround myself with for over 12 hours a day.
Yeah, I think for me it's work, and then it's a lot of just sort of like personal life stuff I have to do stuff, which is just like I'm trying to move right now, and that's like incredibly stressful. And yeah, and also
right.
Medical stuff, that's been a
medical
that's been
stuff
a
for sure.
Holy hell. Yeah,
we are excited that Chris is finally moving out of the hammer factory
into the
electric drill factory. So the audio will still be a bit weird.
I mean, look, if it's anything like college, it'll be 12 hours a day of a guy with a jackhammer directly below my window, which you'll all get to hear an incredibly large amount of. And it's going to be great.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
I mean, I
think that's a perfect encapsulation of exactly the topic we're talking about. It's like a jackhammer on your brain constantly. I mean, that's not the only form of stress. I mean, there's a stress that comes from like loss, stress that comes from like social drift, stress that comes from like this consumerist rat race, you know, mental illness, just general uncertainty and change and grief and guilt and trauma. You know, the 9-to-5 dictatorship that a lot of people are subject to. And of course, climate change. Good old climate change. I think more and more people need to realize, though, is that stress is a symptom of, like, systemic violence. You know, when we are dealing with these headaches and sleep problems and muscle pains and digestive problems and sex problems and blood pressure issues and moodiness and restlessness and demotivation and irritability and substance abuse and all these other responses and consequences, it's just the outcome of daily systemic violence, of the way that this system deprives us of support and care, that how it atomizes us, how it controls us and really squeezes us for what we're worth. I mean, this is not to say that, like, there's no stress outside of capitalism or that stress is a capitalist invention. Absolutely not. I mean, stress in small doses could be a good indicator in certain survival situations that you need to change your situation, motivation to act, you know? But, and the capitalism is really pathological. And yet, you gotta keep playing normal. You have to keep on pretending that everything is okay. I mean, we all know how deeply unhealthy this society is, how deeply unequal the society is, how many people are dealing with stress-related illnesses, how many people are dealing with, like, hypervigilance, how we are constantly scanning this urban jungle for threats, for of insecurity and decimation of public life and of entire economies and sectors. And it's like we're held in captivity. I will say one thing, and that is that while capitalism produces a lot of stress, it also alleviates stress by producing an economy organized around the production and circulation of addictive substances and practices, of the, all these different vices that, you know, people pick up. I mean, if you look at the roots of capitalism and how capitalism really funded itself initially through the plantation economies in the Caribbean and the rest of the Americas, you know, growing like sugar and tobacco and, you know, producing all these spirits and chocolate and coffee. The thing that brought, helped bring capitalism to fruition and helped fund industrial capitalism is the thing that people are using to self-medicate in response to the effects of the now global capitalist dominance. And people love off their chocolate and their coffee. Personally, I'm not a big fan of coffee. I think it tastes disgusting. But
yeah,
you know,
me too.
Yeah, I tried it once and it was like, it tastes like the sensation of burning. You know, I just wasn't having it. I like the smell for some reason, like the smell of coffee beans, but the actual taste is like, nah. And surprisingly, I actually used to not like chocolate as a child. It was only when I matured my taste buds that I actually came around to it, ironically. And of course, we don't think of these things as, you know, vices or medications, but they're like small pleasures that, you know, help us get through our day. Practically everybody is some level of alcoholic these days. And of course, there's social media, which is like algorithmically tailored and tuned to keep us on it, to keep us like, it basically like a puppet master controls the highs and lows of our emotions on a daily basis.
It basically functions as an addictive drug. The drug is caused by chemical reactions in your own brain, but it's manipulating your brain into causing that to happen. But it's a very similar addictive process that has, like, you know, a reward system. You know, that's why, like, around a decade ago, a lot of social media companies changed their loading style to be like, you like scroll it down and it flicks back up, which was specifically
like a slot machine.
It was specifically copying a slot machine because it's like an addictive pattern that's ingrained into what we find pleasurable. So it's all, like, none of this probably isn't new information to a lot of people, but like, it's all obviously very intentional the way it's designed to be extremely addictive.
Yeah, and this is just like what, like, most of gaming is now too, where it's like, I mean, okay, like, you're playing a video game, right?
Loot boxes. It was
never not, yeah, but like, yeah, it now literally, like, the revenue model of the gaming industry is selling gambling to children.
You know, that is my one complaint about casinos, is that 8-year-olds couldn't spend thousands of dollars of their parents' money on skins. Thanks to the wonders of gaming, 8-year-olds too can basically just live in a casino in their own bedroom all the time.
Ah, modern society.
Okay, there's conflicting accounts about this, but there's a new, like, free-to-play Diablo game, And
well, yes, I heard about that.
The amount of money it would take to get like a max level character in this game, I have seen. Okay, the latest calculation I've seen is saying it would take over $500,000. The lowest range calculation of how much it would cost I've seen was about $50,000. It's probably at least $100,000 to literally get the highest level character in these games. It is like this is $500,000.
This problem is exactly this problem is exactly why the only mobile games I play are Sudoku and Minesweeper. And even those have ads.
Yeah.
I did have a brief foray into Among Us, though, but that period has ended. And plus, this is also why I tend to, you know, sail the high seas, if you know what I'm saying.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The funny thing is that we don't have to do this. And I mean, it's kind of obvious. It's kind of like, it's a phrase I'm looking for. Like, it doesn't need to be said, but it also kind of needs to be said. That we built this society, and as people within it, we do have the power to change it. We don't have to work as much as we do. We don't have to, you know, structure and attend school the way that we do. I mean, even under capitalism, there are people who are starting to shift from that 8-hour workday, which we had to fight for, a lot of people died for, to, you know, 3 to 6 hours a day, which or 4 hours per day. It depends. I think that, so one experiment was like 6 hour days, 4 days a week or something like that. But despite, you know, studies coming out and saying that humans can only be so productive in a certain period of time, uninterrupted, it doesn't matter. You know, despite the fact that, you know, productivity decreases, it's not like productivity rises with the amount of hours you work. It doesn't matter. I mean, I remember when I was working in an insurance company, I was a paper pusher, just like scanning documents and uploading documents and then scanning some more documents and then uploading those documents. And then every once in a while, I got to print documents. Exciting. But I was dealing with like a backlog of documents, and I was typically able to get like a decent chunk of the work done within like the first 2 to 3 hours, as in like having it fully sorted, scanned, uploaded, completed, you know. But unfortunately, I had to be there for 8 hours, and so I had to drag out my day, you know, typically by listening to like the Communist Manifesto in audiobook, you know, or the Conquest of Bread on audiobook. But I had to find things to do to like make myself look busy, or to like divvy up my tasks and extend them and artificially stretch them out. Because instead of doing this BS job, instead of not doing this BS job at all, or instead of doing this BS job based on tasks completed rather than time spent, I had to rely on the time spent and the contractual hours. And of course, the pay was terrible, but I mean, that's expected at this point. But the whole point is really to like squeeze all our time and energy so that we're stressed out, so that we don't have any leisure, so that, you know, we look for convenience, and convenience is profitable. I mean, who really has the energy to fight for their rights when they don't even have the energy to cook a meal when they get home? You know, and it wasn't always like this. The social bond was broken by capitalism and replaced with the bond to money. And until we like sever that bond, nothing's going to change. So the question is, how can we address stress, right? And so capitalism has an answer. And then there's like an actual, proper, real systemic answer. I mean, personally, I deal with stress by just not thinking about it. but I mean, what do you guys do?
Be really sad.
I'm talking about like mitigation strategies, you know, like,
I don't know, like when it's nice out, like I go take walks.
Walks are nice.
Yeah, I have a shark that I got from somewhere that's like, it's like the foam, like the squishy foam material, but it's a shark and it rules.
Do you have an IKEA shark, Chris?
No. It's one of okay. these little, it's one of All these right. like, was, it's like a stress ball, but, it, we were but it's about, a shark.
We're about to just hold like, on, oh, it? Yeah, that's very funny.
No, I don't have a, whatever the, I don't know what the Blanja, Swedish
name. Blanja.
I don't know. That
I don't know how to say it either.
Incomprehensible.
I don't know. I've been trying to get back into doing more parkour training when I'm stressed, but honestly, it's, a lot of the time I just do stuff that I know I'm capable of, which oftentimes is the same things that kind of caused me to get stressed in the first place. Looking at nonsense propaganda, writing about it, writing about like different like philosophies around doomerism, and like, because those are things my brain can just do with little effort. So it's almost peaceful in a way.
Almost therapeutic.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Because I mean, in some ways, you would think that these things are what's causing me to have problems, but also in a lot of ways, it kind of calms me down to look at a whole bunch of this type of thing, or to write about it, or to like try to like, you know, just do like formatting inside like a Google Doc about it. I don't know. It's like sorting out the stuff. It's almost like there's this idea. This is like thing called a knolling. It's when you get a whole bunch of stuff out on the floor and you sort it into piles. It's done with like Lego a lot. If you dump a giant like box of Lego, of all these different Lego pieces, if you're going to knoll them, you're going to take all the pieces that are like the same color or size and sort them into their little places. I kind of do that, but with like ideas. With writing projects, I dump out all the things I'm currently thinking about into like a spreadsheet or a Google Doc and sort them into related topics. Be like, okay, here's how this thing leads into this thing, and it's like that kind of like organizational thing. Right. So like how organizing is kind of like a therapeutic thing. So it's like I can do that with all of the random stuff floating around in my brain. Sometimes I'll try to like just sort it out, even if it doesn't get turned into like a work project. It's still like it's an external way to sort out my thoughts.
Right. Sophie?
I have a dog.
Very good dog.
I have a dog. We listen to music. We go outside. We like to go to the park and listen to music outside. You know. That's the basic. I work a lot. But work is also like, if I don't work, I'm more stressed. If that
exactly. Yeah, yeah, I definitely relate. Well. I relate to that, which is.
Which makes me sound like a lapdog for capitalism.
I know, right? Like, it's not something I'm like proud of, but also like, you know, I'm lucky enough.
I think that's indicative of the problem, right? Like, it's not like people don't necessarily like to work, don't necessarily like to labor. The issue is like, not having autonomy over it, you know?
Because, I mean, if I... imposed. Most of the things I do for work now are things that I've been doing for years unpaid because I was just interested in them. So, you know, if we're talking about theorizing about, like, a post-work world, yeah, people are still going to do all kinds of shit. Obviously, there's questions around, you know, tasks which are not the most fun to do, as we've had discussions on like anti-work stuff before, but for a lot of stuff, everyone has little interests and little skills that they find kind of slightly therapeutic. And also, like, you know, it's in terms of tasks that no one wants to do, like I fixed my own plumbing in my bathtub a few weeks ago because my landlord's not going to do that. So, like, you know, people, when you have to do something, you kind of become capable of it.
That's fair. I think one of the most popular responses, like the stresses capitalism imposes, is like this concept of self-care, you know, this way of escaping from the grind of it all and
sure
dealing with, you know, with issues by like getting to bed early and eating well and physical exercise, which I've been doing a lot of lately, you know, Buff Andrew Rock and all that.
we're gonna have to change your little drawing into like the Chad version.
Well, I actually did that recently.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's lovely. You know, there's also things like journaling and meditation yoga and all that jazz.
I mean,
never really got into meditation because I tried it a couple of times and every time I do, I kind of fall asleep.
I definitely do some meditation stuff. But that's just kind of slightly part of my like metaphysics interest. And I mean, also mean like in terms of like self-care practices in that vein that can help you kind of relax. There's obviously stuff like, you know, mushrooms or MDMA, which if done in, you know, proper, you know, it's spaced out, not doing them all the time, but doing them at certain intervals, can definitely be therapeutic, in their own way.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org.
That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Audre Lorde, one of the foremost black feminist scholars of our time, once said, and I return to this quote a lot, caring for myself is not an act of self-indulgence. It is self-preservation, and that is an act of political warfare. Self-care used to mean preserving yourself in a world hostile to your very identity, community, way of life. It meant not weakening yourself to an early grave, you know, practicing saying no, and being mindful of your sensitivities and triggers. And then, you know, as white corporate feminism does, white corporate feminism appropriated it and turned it into a industry now worth a staggering $11 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, now self-care, when people think of self-care, it's all about indulgent cosmetics and luxurious spa days and overpriced candles and going on expensive holidays. And
subscriptions to social media apps that are about, like, I don't know, it's turned into this own, like, grifting industry almost, like the self-care industry. There's like self-care influencers and self-care content creators, and like it's just like it just gets the same icky derealization feeling that everything else under capitalism is slowly getting.
Yeah, I mean, they even have like their own self-care fonts. Like, if you notice, a lot of self-care content has a very specific visual style.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, hashtag self-care on Instagram is just like a bottomless scroll of graphics and product placements. And
it just makes me feel kind of unsettled. It kind of has this like uncanny aspect to it.
Yeah, because it's almost as if self-care is inaccessible to those who's created to help the most.
Yeah. I mean, there's that. I mean, the fundamental part of the uncanny is that disconnect where the gap between the phenomenon and the thing is really big, and you can't really understand why it's uncanny. But if you think about it, it's because that gap between the thing and what it's supposed to be doing is so large. So yeah, this thing that's supposed to help all these people is now a white millennial, like middle upper class, like aesthetic now. And that sucks.
Exactly. I mean, these days the people, like, it's mostly a salve for like white collar workers whose jobs also suck them out of their time, energy, and creativity. But the people who are actually, you know, the blue-collar workers, they often don't have the time or money to be able to invest in themselves in that way.
self-care and workaholism are basically two sides of the same coin, right? It's preserve yourself so you can produce more. It's a solution to capitalism within capitalism. The solution doesn't actually alleviate the conditions of stress, but lines pockets and fuels the economic system that creates it in the first place. I mean, if you're selling self-care, it helps that you've got a constant supply of customers living in perpetual anxiety and unwellness. Rather than a means of resistance to the system, it's been weaponized by the system. It's become this performative thing where you put on this image of put-togetherness where you carefully curate your feed and your Instagram stories and your highlights, and it is an individualized solution to systemic issues. It's like the system telling you to calm down while it continues to denigrate and exploit you. None of these things address stress systematically. I'm not saying that it's necessarily bad to address stress individually, because everybody has their own personal conditions. But without dealing with the broader material conditions, without addressing people's lack of free time, lack of access to social connection, lack of access to housing and healthy food and affordable medical care, you know, it misses the point. And I haven't read much in the field of, I believe there are some anarchists who spend a lot of time writing and talking about it, but I haven't read much in the field of like psychotherapy and that sort of thing. But it's kind of a realization of me that therapy is basically focusing on fixing an individual to adjust to a sick society rather than healing the society itself, fixing the society itself.
I mean, so much about therapy is about, you know, addressing things that are impairing your functionality to complete your work. Yeah, like it's exactly. It's all the base of mental healthness is it inhibiting you from doing your job? And that's when it becomes a problem. And the only way to solve it is through what deems a success is if you're able to complete your job at a high level of functioning again. So it's not actually about your mental state. It's about how much you can produce under the capitalist framework.
Yeah. And I mean, not to say that medication doesn't have a tremendous benefits in people's lives and, you know, helping them get back on track and take control of their circumstances. But, you know, when you have a society that has distress and misery and loneliness woven into it, into its core, trying to adjust people and adapt people to that is just responding to sickness with more sickness. And you know me, I like to try and keep things on the practical, helpful, positive side. You know, it could happen here. Genuinely, with a smiling face, you know, like it could happen here. And so I just wanted to put forward some recommendations, I guess. I mean, obviously, we can't afford to wait until capitalism has been abolished to be happy. That's just ridiculous. I mean, that's a long-term cure for a lot of the maladies and issues people are facing. But in the meantime, understanding the roots of our stress in these systems can make the personal political and drive us to act and connect with people who can support us. I think that in organizing spaces, there needs to be special attention put towards creating support groups that allow for solidarity to be built, you know, allowing people to share their feelings and work through the challenges together. Self-care kind of frames things in a way that makes it seem as though healing is done on an individual level when healing is communal. Like, you don't have to go through all this alone. Healing is an act of communion, and the world must be forced to change to reflect that. We recognize that we have each other, and recognize that self-care and community care are inextricably linked. And once those facts are at the forefront, once we put communal care at the forefront outside the claws of the market, accessible to all. I think we can find hope. You know, and it can start with something as simple as just reaching out, you know, grabbing groceries or doing dishes or watching kids. A lot of the care work that is swept to the side when we think about organizing and what it means to organize. But whether in your home or in your neighborhood or at work or at school, because I think in, especially in neighborhood settings, developing that sense of neighborliness could certainly help. Even something like a community garden and being able to connect with nature again or at all for the first time can really help. Life hard. And we don't have to make it harder for each other. So you could follow me on Twitter, @_St. Drew, on youtube.com/andrewism, patreon.com/St. Drew, and I have been your host of It Could Happen Here. Peace.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.